Hello, out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. One of the most popular and most requested vintage shows through the years has been The Cinnamon Bear. The exciting adventures of Judy and Jimmy as they search for the silver star for the top of their Christmas tree. It was a radio favorite during the Golden Age. We introduced our Those Were the Days listeners to the story during our very first Christmas time on the air.
Hello out there in Radio Land. We invite you to reminisce for a while this afternoon as WLTD presents Those Were the Days. Brought to you with fond memories by Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 West Irving Park Road, and by Walkie and Cutler, three-floor department store at 4811 North Milwaukee Avenue at Lawrence. And now, from our remote studio very near the North Pole, here's your host, as always, the first kid on his block to have the Christmas spirit, Chuck Shaden.
Thank you, Frank Taylor, and welcome to another in our series of programs designed to bridge the sound gap between yesterday and today. Today is Saturday, December 5th, 1970, and it's only 20 days until Christmas. But yesterday, the yesterday of our childhood, doesn't really seem so long ago, or does it? Today we present the second of four special seasonal Those Were the Days programs, and we hope they make your holidays happier. Today we offer 3 hours of radio to address Christmas cards by, so while you're searching for just the right card to send Aunt Frida, the perfect greeting for Uncle Wally, while you're checking out zip codes and licking Christmas seals, we'll present some nostalgic sounds from radio's golden age. Today we'll hear from Eddie Cantor as he takes his grandchildren to visit Santa. We'll laugh with Ethel and Albert, the couple next door. We'll listen to a 1947 Christmas edition of radio's greatest audience participation show, Truth or Consequences, and we'll take a trip back through time to Maybe Land with Judy and Jimmy as they search for the missing silver star from their Christmas tree with the Cinnamon Bear. You know, ever since we started this series of good old radio programs, we've had requests from listeners to present the Cinnamon Bear, that great classic children's show which was presented every Christmas time in this Chicagoland area. The complete original series of 26 episodes hasn't been heard here for over 20 years, and as many of us remember, it used to come our way on that big old console radio with the flickering green eye every afternoon before Christmas, helping us kids get through those long, long days before Santa would arrive with his pack of toys. This afternoon on Those Were the Days, we're going to take you back to those December afternoons of not so long ago when the Cinnamon Bear was a part of every Christmas season. With the help of the series' first episode and the last episode, and four selected chapters in between, we'll retell between now and 4 o'clock the delightful adventures of Judy and Jimmy Barton, the missing silver star, and the Cinnamon Bear.
And here's the Cinnamon Bear.
This is the story of the Cinnamon Bear and his very marvelous adventures with Judy and Jimmy Barton. But we can't very well meet the Cinnamon Bear until we meet Judy and Jimmy. They are twins, and they live in a big, old-fashioned house. At this very minute, they're in the upstairs sitting room. And from all I can hear, Judy and Jimmy are busily engaged in that very pleasant task of writing letters to Santa Claus.
Our listeners were thrilled to hear the Cinnamon Bear again, even in a truncated version back in 1970. And they were curious to know who the actors were on the original series, and so was I. I found another old-time radio collector named Terry Black from Springfield, Illinois, who had done some research into the program. So the next year, at Christmas time, I called Terry during our program to ask what he had learned and how he learned it.
Oh, well, I've always been very curious as to the origin of this show and some of the actors that played on it. And I suppose my first lead came from another collector who happened to know the address of Frank Nelson, and I thought that Frank Nelson played a part in that serial.
Uh-huh.
And so I wrote to him, and sure enough, I got a tape letter, and he was very kind and did research and asked a lot of the people that he knew about this, and he got onto a whole treasure trove of information about that show.
Well, now, just for the benefit of our listeners, Terry, who is Frank Nelson?
Frank Nelson probably is best known for his Jack Benny portrayal of the, I think he was a floor walker more often than not.
He was often the fellow behind the counter in the railroad station, too, wasn't he?
Yes. Benny had a special not too long ago, and he played that very part in that.
Uh-huh. And Frank Nelson, you felt, had played one of the roles. Which role in the Cinnamon Bear story?
It was right at the end. It was the part of Captain Tin Top, who had went out and did warfare with the Bad Dolls and the Wintergreen Witch.
Uh-huh.
And it certainly sounded like him to me. And he said, when he wrote back, that he kept a log of all his performances, and he couldn't find any mention of it. But when he heard a copy, he was very certain that it was his voice.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps he had done it as a favor and had not received money for it and didn't record it.
I think you told me in a letter that we exchanged not too long ago, Terry, that Frank Nelson collaborated with someone else who had been in the story to kind of dig out all the facts about the Cinnamon Bear.
Yes, that's right. He first of all, he contacted this man's brother. Now, the the one who announced the show,
mm-hmm.
the name escapes me, Heisch, I believe. let me put it this way. Nelson knew his brother.
Uh-huh.
The brother put him on to Bud Heaston, that's it, Bud Heaston.
Uh-huh.
And Frank Nelson and Bud Heaston got together and listened to the Cinnamon Bear, at least a good portion of it. And as they went through it, they began to identify familiar voices. And Heaston remembered the show very fondly, and he even expressed an interest to reproduce the show for a new syndication.
Oh, fine.
Everybody that had any part of this program and is still living and that they talked to remembered it very fondly.
Uh-huh.
And so, and it's a great show, obviously, and they remember it as being that.
Well, the reaction to our forthcoming presentation of the Cinnamon Bear has been overwhelming. We've had just so many calls and letters from listeners saying that they're really excited about hearing the Cinnamon Bear all over again.
Oh, boy, I'm really glad they can, too, because, believe it or not, we've already started here at my house. We played Chapter 1 last night. We're not supposed to begin till Thanksgiving, but we had to get a head start.
Well, we're starting today, November 21st. Terry, how about some of the people whom perhaps listeners will be able to identify as they travel to Maybeland with Judy and Jimmy?
Yes, well, one of the very first ones in the first episode is Verna Felton, and she plays the mother. And Verna Felton was, on so many shows, on radio and on television. She was Red Skelton's grandmother.
Yeah, the Mean Little Kid's grandmother.
And
right?
She was on December Bride. She was the friend of the of Spring Byington.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many, and she is now dead.
But she played the mother of Judy and Jimmy.
Right.
On the Cinnamon Bear.
Right at the beginning and right at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then about in the middle of the serial, Hanley Stafford plays a crocodile.
And Hanley Stafford was?
And he was father, daddy on Baby Snooks, and he was Mr. Dithers on Blondie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see, Howard McNair played mm-hmm. Slim Pickens, the cowboy, and he was the first doc on Gunsmoke on the radio. And, oh my goodness, who else? Elliot Lewis, you may remember, from a lot of performances. I think he narrated or at least introduced suspense for a while.
Wasn't Elliot Lewis, didn't he play Frankie Remley on the Phil Harris show?
He certainly did, and he plays Mr. Presto the Magician. And Gail Gordon, who plays an ostrich, and also a stork. He was big for birds. You remember him as Mr. Conklin and R. Miss Brooks, and he was on I Love Lucy. And he also was on Dennis the Menace, and you see these on reruns sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there's a fellow, speaking of Dennis the Menace, Joe Kearns, who was who plays one of the characters in the Cinnamon Bear. Joe Kearns, I think, was the next-door neighbor on the original Dennis the Menace TV show.
Yes, and I think it was his death that allowed Gail Gordon to come into that same part, or he was his brother or something like that.
Now, what character did Joe Kearns play on the Cinnamon Bear?
Oh, the villain. Tremendous job on that part, and it continues, of course, throughout the whole serial.
The Crazy Quill Dragon, huh?
Yes. He steals the Silver Star.
And the excitement builds through the 26 episodes.
Oh, it certainly does. Right up to the very last minute.
What about the writer? Do you know the author of The Cinnamon Bear now?
Yes. The writer, Glenn Heisch, who is still living in Arizona.
And
we're all indebted to him for that great story.
It's really a marvelous story, and it I think it's a great testimonial to the magic of radio that it has. Actually, it hasn't been broadcast generally for a great many years, and yet it still lives so vividly in the minds of people who heard that story.
That's right.
Well, Terry, you know, there's been a great mystery with the legend of the Cinnamon Bear for so long, and for years and years people have said, well, whatever happened to the Cinnamon Bear? Who was the author? Where did the actors go? Whatever happened to the people who played on these things? And it's greatly through your efforts that we have all of this great information again on the Cinnamon Bear, and also that we have the Cinnamon Bear to play again on the radio. We're grateful to you, Terry Black.
Thank you very much.
A treasure trove of information about the Cinnamon Bear. That year, 1971, we played the first chapter on Those Were the Days on November 21st and arranged with our station, WLTD in Evanston, to play each of the remaining 25 chapters of the series twice daily, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. and again at 3:30 p.m., continuing until the final chapter was presented on Christmas Eve. The kids were able to hear the program during the lunch hour or right after school. Then, a couple of years later, in 1975, I interviewed actor Frank Nelson and asked him about the Cinnamon Bear.
Oh, that's another funny story. I had a gentleman write me about that, and he said, you're in this. And I wrote back, and I said, no, I'm not. And the reason I said I'm not, I went to the trouble of going to my books and going through it, because I've kept books ever since I started back into freelance radio in the 30s. So I read through every one of these things right up to today, and I said, no, I did not ever do such a show. I said, yes, you did, and also your wife's former husband was in it, Hanley Stafford. And I said, well, I asked Viola. Viola said, no, he didn't do anything like that, I'm sure. And so finally the gentleman sent me the tapes, and I played them, and sure enough, there is Hanley. He's the crocodile, and
and
I'm Captain Tin Top.
Captain Tin Top, eh?
And then it dawned on me, why? This was back before AFRA came into existence, and Lan Heisch, who was a close friend of mine and did a lot of the shows that I did down at KFI, I figured out, must have called us and said, hey, fellas, I got this thing that I want to do, and it doesn't pay anything, but would you come and do it? And I'm sure that that's the reason for it, and that's the reason it's not in my book, was because there was no fee attached to it. And so they decided they were going to reissue this, and they have now. And AFRA made a deal with them, and I want to tell you, 2 years ago, for my performance, I think I got $1.86, and last year I got $1.43, and next year I'm looking forward to 85 or 90 cents.
Well, see, it just keeps you traveling. That's Well, you should go to Maybe Land then on when Soda Pop fuel in the magic airplane. That was a great series.
It was
though.
A cute,
beautiful
cute show,
story,
cute
yeah.
show. And some of the, we've sat, I figured out some of the people, he thought I've forgotten who he thought was on it, and I said, no, that's Cy Kendall. I think he thought it was Lou Merrill, and it was Cy Kendall, and various people I was able to pick out. But the one person we have never been able to figure out is who the little boy was. To this day, we don't know.
Jimmy,
that's
right.
Judy and
Jimmy were the two.
Judy was Barbara Lee Wong. Little girl that says she's still teaching school out here, and she did it, but she can't for the life of her remember who the boy was. And I've gone through in my own mind, and I've asked the young fellows that have grown up around here, and not a one of them remembers doing it. So
isn't that an interesting thing, though, that
it
would have been, you know, and it was a greatly well-loved serial in Chicago. I mean, it played year after year after year,
and
the department store sponsored it, and it was great.
Well, I got this letter first from this gentleman, and got the tapes, and they were very bad because they're very hard to hear, not good copies. And then our national exec wrote to me, and he said, do you know anything about the Cinnamon Bear? And I wrote back, I said, are you putting me on? Now, come on. And then I told him the whole story about this. So I helped fill him in on this, and they wanted to make a deal on it of some kind with AFTRA. And so they did. Actually, strangely enough, it was very nice of the gentleman who was involved to make the deal, because actually that series was made before the union was in existence. So He had no responsibility to pay anything to anybody on that particular series.
That was Frank Nelson on February 18, 1975. And now you know the rest of the story. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.